sir.
All right, Scott Wells right here for Scott's Spotcast. Today is October 1st, and we just finished the Arkansas and A&M game, and looks like that Arkansas took it away 42-38. And I'm here with one of Platinum Security's finest. This is David Holtz. Hello, David.
How you doing?
Doing great. I want to talk to you about the game now. We're right here on the field right now, the 50-yard marker, and you're saying they got to tear up the field, and what are they doing in the, for tomorrow for the Dallas
tear
game?
Tear the field completely up. Replace it down with the NFL field, which the difference between a college field and an NFL field is the hash marks. The hash marks are closer together.
So it's the same size of AstroTurf me as far as
the field's the same, just the hash marks are different.
The hash marks, so like a red zone and everything you're saying?
Yeah, like everything's like in the middle of the NFL games, it's like all in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And the college games.
It's narrower, it's a little bit wider.
Right,
okay.
Right.
College like games, I guess Canadian football. Canadian football has a wider field also, so same here.
Yeah.
Now you say they have to change the goalposts also?
Goalpost in the college game is wider than it is in the pros.
Now how much wider, do you know?
Well, I do not know that.
Okay. But anyhow, good game here today, wouldn't you say?
It was a great game.
How long you work for Platinum Security?
12 years.
And have you always been here at this stadium?
Behind the Cowboy, well, not the stadium, but I've always been behind the Cowboy bench and supervisor on this side, yes.
Right, so what do you do actually as a supervisor? What's your job? What's your task?
My job is to manage all my players and my people to watch the suites and make sure nobody comes onto the field.
Now, have you ever had a situation like that when somebody gets streaking on or something like
we've
that?
We've had a few come on.
Have you? Now, what do you do? Just go out and tase them or something?
No, don't tase me. We grab them and give them to the Arlington Police Department. They take care of them.
And then they go to jail?
They go to jail.
Whatever.
Do they go to jail?
I assume those are people who had a little bit too much to drink.
Yes.
More than likely.
More than likely.
I'm willing to fulfill a young boy's dream of getting onto the Dallas Cowboys football field here today.
It's my biggest dream.
I can't do that.
Make a Wish Foundation.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Now, how long does it take them to switch over?
It takes about 12 hours.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So really?
They're going to start about 3 o'clock and then they'll get it done sometime in the morning.
Yeah. Wow, so all
the
hours.
And then they have to set up for ESPN and all that, I guess, but also for all the television.
See, when they tear it up, if you look at the field, they just tear up the middle of the field. See the white lines?
Yes.
The white lines out. The white lines stay there.
Yeah.
They just tear up the field part.
Gotcha.
They got a big roller. They roll it up like in 5 yards at a time.
Yeah. Now I know like they've got the zip line also for the camera and everything for ESPN. So they kind of got a string out and everything. That's separate. That's something that the TV crew does,
right?
You guys.
They do all that. The TV crew does all that.
David, do you go to right after the game? Do you go over to Arlington? Do you go to the ballpark in Arlington?
I'm right here.
Is it affiliated?
No, it's different. Security.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, great. Man. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. This has been great. Thank you, David.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Wow, so here we are, Cowboy Stadium.
I'm going to be rushing the field here in a little while.
This is Scotty out.